Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Did somebody say, hey, 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 welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And oh my, imagine if I could hit that note. And this is another episode
we just lost the rest of the audience. Legends.
At the end of the day, I truly don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? Like, I just really don't.
Denny!
Yeah. Ah!
Say. Only.
Oh, what if we just switch this to Xtina only?
Honestly, well, it's
people
called
would listen.
It's basically in the title.
Yeah.
Legend Tina only. It's pretty much there at this point.
I enjoy it.
Oh, I've waited for a day like this.
Well, this day has been a long time coming. Some would say it's ahead of its time.
I have a statement about ahead of its time.
That it's actually proving itself
This entire week.
Exactly. I know what you're getting at. We'll discuss. Well, hello, everyone.
Hey.
As you might have guessed, we are discussing Christina Aguilera on this podcast. There's some updates, some new developments.
Announcements.
Announcements. Here, abroad. She's worldwide.
Yeah.
She's a worldwide woman. Okay, so we've got a big announcement that you actually did.
Oh my God, can you believe it?
You were our complicit insider tea paid off.
My source was correct. Source. No one tells me anything.
I know. You got your scoop, first scoop.
My first scoop.
The rumors were true. The T. Kyle spread rumors were true. Xtina returning to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
But not the experience.
No.
This is something new. Something more than just a residency.
Yeah, more intimate.
It's none other than Voltaire.
Gonna be stampeding in after Kylie.
Which we still don't know what it actually looks like. They still only tweet out like renderings, those pictures, the 3D renderings. I don't believe it's real yet. We'll see. I'm going to be there in a few weeks for Kylie to check it out, scope out the scene, let you know what it looks like from the inside.
They put that sphere together pretty fast. I think it will.
That TikTok, by the way.
Oh my God, the little sphere.
My view from the hotel room. I know he needs a name, and it's just a glimmer.
Sphery.
Of Sphery looking around with his eyeball in your hotel window while you're trying to get fucked. And Sphery's just like eyebrow raising.
I love a blowjob.
Sphere-tina.
Like, oh my God, there should be a Sphere-tina.
There should be. Can you imagine?
Yeah, I could.
Just a giant lotus coming out of the middle. And then like the bionic red lip photo. There's a concept. In any case, Xtina, Voltaire, the second official performer at this Voltaire residency.
<It's> always second. Sorry.
Oh, no. Well, we're very excited for this. Just like Kylie, they're being very...
elusive. Elusive.
Mysterious. They're just calling it not just a residency. You know, they're saying, like,
yeah,
expect the unexpected. However, well, actually, for both of these girls, I can see them doing intimate club night moment. Like, they've done this sort of thing on stage, and this is probably the closest we're getting until the musical to Burlesque Live.
Yeah.
Which is everything. These are dreams come true.
I could see her, like, performing a song, a ballad, on one of the tables.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
On, like, a little piano.
Standing on your drink.
Yeah. Singing Hurt.
Just, like, one stiletto heel in your drink. Like, oh, oh. Yeah. That was $700.
Kicks it over. Doesn't comp it.
Oh, my God. Kicks over your Lotus Bites.
Oh, my God. Do you think they'll name? Well, you'll find out.
The Legendini?
Oh, they're going to have a Legendini now. Oh. Wait, Legendini's so cute.
Look at that. All over. Oh, that's going to stain.
Stain. Stain. And, like, I kind of want to go.
A Legendini in blue, red, lip sense, lipstick color. Oh.
Wait, and the stem of the glass, look at that.
Uh-huh.
Big Ooh, word
she's
there.
She's a sommelier.
can be the red anal bead mic.
Oh my God.
On the stem of the glass.
With pre-red lipstick smudged on the top it. Of the glass.
With a wad of gum in the bottle.
Yes.
In the bottom.
Yes. You're welcome, marketing team.
Clink. And it's a wad of gum lands in the martini. Oh, that is the experience.
Oh, what if you can order the sex for breakfast? And it's just like poached eggs while you're watching XT.
Oh my God. $35 buffet. Buffet.
The sandwich.
Sandwich. Burger. I can't. Send us over someone in Vegas, some millionaires
for
ship
that
us over.
Section we'll, alone. You should be sending us over flights and hotel included.
Actually, we'll take
the rooms that see Legendina's sphere,
yeah.
And everything. Sphere-y.
I'll take a wad of gum to the face. I don't mind.
It's not the only wad you'll be taking in Vegas. Oh my God, I said sphere-y and it opened
I
up
think swallowing is really, you know, a good thing.
I've never loved my soundboard more than I have on this day.
What a blessed
We probably
blessed
won't get a day,
day
like this again.
No, we were all so happy that day.
Well, speaking of ahead of its time, it's just interesting that, you know, yet again, 10 years ago, someone else was paving this way so that the others could fill in her shoes. But yep. I digress.
That is
someone needs to say it.
Well, you know, we also have a certain album that we mention on every single episode, and it's now making some traction, perhaps because of this announcement.
That was an experimental record that will surpass time.
Gen Z has discovered Bionic.
Yes, and it was going around on the platform formerly known as Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
A gay tweeted, this is at Bradley Berdicia.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, why have I never heard this Cavanti bop before from Xtina? And it's just not myself tonight. And it got a lot of engagement.
It did.
And everyone's like, well,
if he'd be...
Maybe it was too ahead of its time for certain people.
Maybe she's right.
Yeah.
Clearly she is. I mean, we've done
I got kicked
dive.
Out of a bar because of the song.
I'm
literally an Xtina warrior.
You are an ally.
Actually, I don't know if it was because of the song or it was because we were dancing on tables. I think it was the tables, but
oh.
It was this song
yeah.
that we requested.
Yeah. Well, it's proving itself to be exactly what she said it would mm-hmm. be. So who's got the last laugh now?
Oh.
And, you know, the bills, the coins just keep rolling in for Xtina. Not only is she getting that Vegas check, but she's also getting that Just Eats check. She's eating.
Literally.
Chewing.
She said just
devouring.
Eat, and she's like, okay.
Yeah. And she chewed it up and spit it out in our faces in the most rich-looking
Oh, nice. If you know that reference, you know.
We have the Just Eats campaign, which she teased with Lotto.
Yeah. Now, this pissed me off a little bit because the teasers, I thought we were getting a new single.
Of course you did. Everybody did.
And I was like, oh my God, are we getting a new album with Vegas? I mean, we don't know yet, but...
Yeah, she was on one during the Vegas Day announcement. She was like, this is just the beginning.
Yeah.
And then it was like...
Rise up, Lotus, rise.
Just Eats was what was coming. Step aside, the newest queens, Xtina and Lotto, have arrived. That's right, Just Eat is now serving vocals and bars. Did somebody say Just Eat?
Well, she didn't just say it. She sang it.
She sang it. She screamed it, some would say.
The runs in this commercial are so unnecessary for what it is, and yet it's perfect.
She absolutely read the brief and said, thank you, I will be doing my own version.
Yeah, she just hit every single note, all 12, back and forth, up and down.
So basically the concept is Lotto and Xtina are Marie Antoinette, no, sort of. And they said, let them eat cake and just eat.
Oh, it is kind of Marie Xtine.
Versailles Tina, I don't know.
Maria.
It's something. Christina Maria Legentina Aguilera and Lotto. Doing runs galore, rapping about burgers and fries, being, you know, sort of like material girl presented with like bowls of fruit.
The train of sushi. It's so expensive.
It's too. So like, expensive looking.
This looks more expensive than Cardi's music videos that she's
put truly out. Like it's top tier. That Just Eat coin is really up there.
So not sponsored, but isn't Just Eats the international version of Grubhub?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So it's like chic that it's called Just Eats everywhere else, and then here it's Grubhub.
The most disgusting title ever. Yeah. Like, ew.
I've ordered from Moms on Grubhub before, not sponsored.
I order from Grubhub every day, not sponsored, but I still feel like it should be called Just Eats. And also, when you open it, it says, did somebody say on top of it?
No way.
Did somebody say?
Is it advertised in the U.S. at all? Like, is
this campaign? No. But the actual...
Oh, wait, it does.
The actual app says, does somebody say?
Oh, my God. Why is it so random and so funny?
It's so funny. I love when they're sitting at the table and the sushi train comes by. You know, this is an ad... By the way, we didn't even discuss the fact that at the end she's singing so loud that the chandelier comes down and falls. Incredible. And exactly what you would assume would happen when Xtina is belting.
Yeah.
This is for the true lovers of music and takeout only. And it's going to go over a lot of people's heads.
Yeah.
But the girls that get it. And they get takeout too.
This is giving exactly what I miss about pop stars.
Yeah.
Like, this is ahead of its time. Shout out to Xtina's Oreos commercial.
Oh, my God.
Back in the day when she was, like, on
blazing
the bike.
Trails.
And, like, the, what was it called?
Oh, the balance, tightrope?
Yeah, to dip the Oreos in the milk.
That's art.
And everyone dragged her for it.
You know what?
And then, you know, that other lady who used to be a pop star was like, I'm going to make some neon pink ones.
Right. Sent millions of gays to the emergency room before doing a SponCon for migraine ads and canceling her tour DVD. So, you know, that the newcomer.
Allegedly.
The newcomer. Not all of us have that kind of pop star stamina. So,
no.
You know, this is just, it's a winning week for Xtina. It really is.
Finally.
For the fighters. They could use a week.
They're going to get like a whole campaign now.
They're going to, yes. And we didn't even discuss, I mean, well, we will in high fashion, but the actual art.
Oh, the gown.
For the residency.
Oh.
The residency photo.
Yeah, Cavantina.
Yes, it's like bionic in space. It's like gray sand with glitter in it.
Xtina. Now we're calling you Bob.
And she hit back at the AI allegations because she immediately posted that video shooting it. And it was like, oh, no, she does look like that. Like, she looks amazing.
Oh,
like
that. Everyone thought
they were just
AI.
Like, yeah, Photoshop AI. And then like, look, bitch, this is me.
What did you say? Say
I love when life is like this. Yeah, she looked incredible in this campaign.
And we haven't even gotten anything about like the burlesque musical. And I feel like this just means new album.
It better mean
there has new to album. Next year.
Yeah.
Right. But
it's time to go full sellout. I don't want to hear it, Xtina. Get the Max biggest Martin. Producers. We did get Max Martin, and that gave us Your Body. So hello.
Hello. Stuart Price.
Stuart Price.
Kygo. Leland.
Fred again.
Cascade.
We need you to like really go big.
Yeah. Just blood shy.
Sell out hard.
Mm-hmm. All of them.
Tired of hearing about artistry.
Yeah. Is it true that the $18 million check for Just Eats is real, or did someone just make that up?
Oh, I don't know, but
it feels made up.
That feels insane, but also I don't.
So that's what my fees are going towards. Worth it.
Worth. You know, you never know. These tech companies, these whatever companies, they got money. They do have money. So I wouldn't be like shocked.
Well, she needs to transfer that money into Max Martin's
direct
bank account.
Direct deposit into Max's account.
And give us the next album.
Agreed. I do hope we're getting a big monster pop album from her.
And some ballads. You can do like two ballads.
Sure. Two.
Yeah.
Just two.
Put a third on the deluxe. Uh-huh. You know.
Yes. The re-up.
She needs to do something like Birds of Prey.
Ooh, she
that
does.
Was so ahead of its time.
With Ladytron.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
If you know, you know.
Exactly.
And if you don't know, look it up. What if I just put all of Christina's discography on our playlist?
We basically have. You could listen to our Bionic Deep Dive as well.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
You know, we did go in deep with that album. Memories.
A lot of listeners did come to the pod from that.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Hey, say.
Hey, fighters.
Well, when you open up that Grubhub app or Just Eats app, you can order poppers, maybe some like jalapeno poppers.
Oh, some chicken poppers, yep. Some jalapeno poppers.
Or you can sniff them if you want, which was a question that a fan asked Reba.
There's no decorum.
This week on Watch What Happens Live. Now, the tee up for this was Troy was asked if he actually sniffed poppers while doing the single cover photo for Rush to be authentic.
Yes, it was Reba and Troy Sivan on Watch What Happens.
A slay.
Which is incredible. And it followed Mary and Z-Way.
Oh,
it was like, it was a good week.
That was so out of control. It was so good. I was sweating.
They had a good week. When I saw the pairings, I was like, oh.
Yeah, it was a good week.
They need to aim for that. They need to keep trying to get like really crazy pairings.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, Troy was with Reba. Reba was asked if she's ever done poppers, to which she said, what is a popper?
I don't think I've ever done that. What's a popper? And everyone's just like, oh, no. I'll tell you later. Oh, come on.
It's not even that bad. It's just
they
sort of like...
They should have had her sniff one on live TV.
They should have, like Madonna on her TikTok live.
Yeah. I've still never done a popper.
I have not done a popper.
I don't like the smell.
Don't like the smell either. But you know what? Better, you know, all the power to you if you're sniffing and listening right now. You might be.
Take it.
But in any case, I guess Reba doesn't have that many gays in her circle because she would know. And Troy, you know, was a good sport about the whole thing as well.
Yeah, serving in that look too.
Yes.
More on that later.
More on that later.
You know, in that other section that we discuss looks.
Mm-hmm.
Well... Xtina and Kylie are packing up their bags and heading on over to Vegas.
Yep.
But there is another pop star who is packing up to leave shortly. She is pressing stop.
And pressing charges.
Wait, really? Who
well, actually, who? No, she's only having them pressed against her by the elderly.
She's pressing stop. On play soon.
She is.
We are talking about Katherine Hudson, a.k.a. Katy Perry.
Mm-hmm.
And she did a video discussing their tour tradition where they get a tattoo that is inspired by the tour they just wrapped up.
Oh, that's right.
Which, ow.
Oh, I love that idea.
Yeah, oh, that's right. You're a tattoo guy.
She's a tattoo girl. Yeah.
Yeah. So this was the mushroom that like kind of matches that.
See, that's cute. Like, and
it
you
is
would,
cute.
The thing is, you would live for it if there was a set of amazing iconography. Like if it each thing
if
had
it was
a
in
symbol,
a circle, yeah.
Like a wing ding to represent the tour.
Like I would do a line of circles or like squares down here, but
exactly.
It needs to be geometric.
You would get behind this.
Yeah.
If you did a bunch of tours, you would like
wow, maybe one day.
Maybe one day.
I just get my Christmas single tattoo.
I was going
to
say it would be like tits. A disco tits on the arm. It's a concept.
More on that later.
So Katie gets a tour goodbye tattoo.
Yes. And she shows off all of the ones from past tours and then says she already has an idea for the next one. I'm telling you all, I don't get insider tea. I listen to the videos. So I don't know what this means, but I'm hoping that 2024 gives us Xtina album.
Yeah.
And a Katie album.
Would she tour? Okay. I was going to say, would she tour Smile at this point or would she do a new album?
She should include Teary Eyes.
Because if she, like, if she has a next tour and it is the Smile tour, she will obviously get a smiley face tattoo. That feels very obvious.
Yeah. I feel like Smile's over. That circus has wrapped its tent up.
It sure has. Town for a few weeks, but yeah, there was...
I think we're going to get a new album.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, she did say she was working on an album. Mm-hmm. Okay. That'll come.
Yeah, and she's on Idol again next season.
Yep.
Which she better not be making something family friendly. She needs to go Kvant.
It's now or never.
Yeah.
Like, I know.
Kvant.
Well, maybe that's the tattoo she'll get.
Oh, just Kvant. Yeah. The Kvant tour.
Kvant tour.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of tours, there are two that are, well, one just hit theaters yesterday.
Yep.
And there's another on the way.
Yep. If you heard some screaming, stomping, thunderous
cult chanting,
please do not be alarmed. You might think it's witches because it's Halloween, and it is, in a way.
The video that you posted, what the hell was that from? What the fuck was that?
There are so many videos on TikTok of the Eras Tour screenings all over the world. This is a cult. We are witnessing mass delusion, mass psychosis.
Midsommar.
Salem witch trials.
Oh, are you comparing Sandy's to the Salem witches?
They are dancing in circles, screaming.
Get a good lawyer.
On their knees, shaking with light sticks and friendship bracelets.
You know what? I can't hate on it.
No.
It's like there's so little joy in this world right now.
If
you want to prance around to New Romantics, I would honestly join in.
Well, good luck because it's not on the tour. But
it's not. She doesn't play New Romantics on Eras Tour. What the fuck is she thinking? That's like the best part of that era. Well, what the?
She's canceled.
I'm not going to see it.
Yeah. No. Well, I feel as though she has just, you know, she has created this parasocial relationship where people are extra, extra insane. But at the same time, I do like, it's fun. We're all having fun.
Yeah. I can't knock anyone's fun. As long as you're not hurting anyone else.
I can.
Have your fun.
But I'm still...
I've just begun.
Yeah, exactly. I feel as though it's probably fun for the majority people are going. If you're that dedicated, then you probably are also being swept up in that joy and excitement.
Yeah.
But it is funny for the casual people who walked in and people are weeping on the floor.
You're like, I just want to hear the song.
It's like, I can't even hear her at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one I posted was a group of girls in a, what's that called? Like when they hold hands in a ring and they circle around.
Yeah, it reminds me of like when, did you ever play that thing as a kid with like the big circle tent thing?
Yep.
And you'd all like skip around.
Exactly.
And then like you'd count down to 10 and you'd throw it up in the air and then run underneath it.
Ugh. You know, they don't do that anymore as adults and we really should bring that back.
they did bring it back for this,
they
I guess.
They did, yeah. There is a need for that. But there's plenty of videos out there of people absolutely losing their shit as though they're actually at the concert, which I really think like I expected, to be honest.
Me at burlesque, empty in the theater.
Honestly. You know, like you can laugh all you want, but if they brought like, I don't know, what would they bring to the theater that we would absolutely have the same reaction to?
This would have been me if Circus Tour was in theaters.
Yeah, no, for sure. Time and place. Like 21... Eminem's tour live at AMC Theaters.
Oh my god.
Absolutely would have been an absolute fool.
We need those mixes on streaming.
We do. Confessions tour live in a movie theater, I would also be like in awe. I would be freaking out. So I get it. You know, it's just...
It is funny though.
It's hilarious. Yeah. But before all of the screenings happened, Taylor hosted a movie premiere at the Grove. They shut down the entire Grove in Los Angeles.
This is wild.
This is all wild. Yeah.
The entire thing, the entire theater was closed.
Yes.
For Eras Tour. Completely
everything
decorated.
Around it.
Everything
was closed.
The drinks, foods, cups.
And all free.
Oh,
yes.
Well, we're making that much money, I guess.
I have boots on the ground. They were, at least the people I were talking to, you got to have all the popcorn, candy, and treats that you wanted.
That's iconic.
Right?
I can't hate that.
No. You walk in, there's a step and repeat for the Eras Tour, like a backdrop, and then you can grab a candy and grab the Eras Tour drink. And they had all different themed drinks and different colors of the Eras as well. And they had all different candies. And her mother, Andrea, is just walking around the lobby, like greeting people, which is crazy to me. And then there were 5 million celebrities in attendance, and Adam Sandler just randomly being there. Julia Garner, there were so many people that were there. And then she showed up as well in a, I would say, 1989 inspired blue dress.
Mm-hmm. I was into it.
Yeah. It was kind of giving doily, kind of giving like tea cozy.
Oh, yeah. It had a little edge to it, though, wasn't it? Like,
there were some cutouts, yeah. Right? There were some. But then
who
showed up also? This is insane, actually insane, because she doesn't leave the house.
No, you are Beyonce. This is really when I was like, oh, wow, they are legends on like another level.
It's the next. Well, there's a new report that Taylor's bringing in now $4.1 billion.
From Eras, yeah.
From Eras overall so far, I think. Beyonce shows up to this premiere, does a step and repeat photo with Taylor, and does a really cute short video in the front row of the theater throwing the popcorn.
It was cute.
That was cute.
But in a very like casual,
very casual
Renaissance look, though.
Well, somebody posted the picture of the red carpet photo, and they go, "Oh, Italian Vogue meets Good Housekeeping."
Oh no! Why is it so true, it though?
But like, that's their respective brands in a way.
Yeah,
she was giving like fierce, severe, silver boob plate. You know,
but like also pajama.
Yeah, but also
like slay.
Yeah, fall asleep in it.
Let's be comfy when you're watching a movie.
Well, this was obviously a joint slay of epic proportions. Two queens maximizing their joint slay.
Yeah.
It also makes a lot of sense. Beyonce's doing her own AMC Theaters premiere a month later or 2 months later, December. For all those reasons, it's like, of course that would happen in a way. They're the two biggest grossing tours right now out there. Beyonce just charted as the highest grossing female solo tour ever, casual. And I think it was multifaceted. It was like that, but also I think it kind of puts to bed the Swifties and the Hive. Some extreme fans get snippy with each other.
Really?
Oh.
Oh, well, I mean.
Would you imagine? I mean, yeah, I'm shocked. Yeah. I'm shocked there could be stand wars no, on the internet.
No, there's just no comparison in my eyes. So I'm like.
But the thing is, well, yes. Well,
that's two different universes.
Two different universes.
Not, yeah.
Which is, to me, what makes it fun and not like only one can survive.
It's Barbenheimer.
Like, it's Barbenheimer.
Yeah.
Barbenheimer for gay Twitter. But I feel like it just doesn't, it's so stupid. And people are forgetting the origin story of all of this, which is during the constantly rehashed Kanye West 2009 VMAs drama, it was who? Beyonce, who said, "This moment was really special when I was in Destiny's Child, when I got my first VMA. Taylor, come on up," and made her come back up and properly have her moment again. She's been that girl.
What are you saying? That Beyonce made Taylor famous?
Yeah, I am saying that, absolutely. I'm saying they've all, the supportive sister from the very beginning.
Yeah, this is mother.
They've, you know, so there's always been that respect, and obviously the two are carrying the industry on their back right now.
She didn't name her in the Queen's remix, though. Say that.
<Can you? laughs> No.
Get a good lawyer.
Sorry, I'm so bad. We are having fun.
We are. Thank you for pointing that out. They sure didn't.
Know what I think is awesome about this, on like a serious note? In 2023, the fact that women dominated.
This is 2023, the year of our Lord Barbie movie.
Like who runs the world?
Right. It was girls. It's girls' year, for sure. And it's about, not to be cheesy and cliche, but it's a huge self-empowerment year, and it's about not pitting them against each other. Both Taylor and Beyonce were allowed to have massive tours, minus some extreme fans, and they were both celebrated.
Yeah.
It really wasn't in the media perpetuated like to be a battle, you know, in any way. So I thought that was really cool. Times have changed.
Yeah.
In some ways, times have changed.
A little bit.
A little bit. There are still feuds of sorts, but this is just so much better. And then to top it all off, we had an Instagram from Countess Luann.
I don't know who it was that photoshopped Luann into the photo of Beyonce and Taylor. I saw like multiple sources, so I apologize. I'm not properly crediting the person, but
I'm sure her official account didn't.
She posted it.
The three women carrying this industry finally unite.
And I got so many DMs being like, wait, is this real? And I'm like, no, she wishes.
If you blink and miss it, it looks real.
Yeah.
So, and I'm sure some people do.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with the idea that that's just going to get like throughout history, it's going to get lost that was a fan edit.
It will.
And in 10 years, people would be like, do you remember when Luann teamed up with Beyonce and Taylor?
Because it looks like a meet and greet photo.
It does. Them meeting Luann.
Yeah, as they should.
Yeah. Luann and fans.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Luann, Barbie, Beyonce, and Taylor Swift, all in competition for Legend of the Year.
They really are. It's a tough competition this year.
It is.
Wow. But yeah, the premiere was big, big. And so now the question is, fans are wondering if Taylor's going to show up for a Renaissance World Tour.
She probably won't.
She might not, but... We'll see. And we'll see if there even is a premiere, too. I don't know what, you know, she's a secretive lady. She doesn't leave the house.
I wonder if she would, like, buy out the Alamo.
Right.
In Brooklyn.
Oh.
I could see her doing that.
Yeah. I don't know. She doesn't need to do a premiere of anything.
No.
So it's sort of like.
She's also more private. Like, when she did that Renaissance first listen, and it was, like, shut down, like, no phones. Like, we're going to listen to the full thing, but no one's allowed to say anything.
Yep.
I could maybe see her doing that.
Well, as far as when we're recording, Taylor has brought in the 7th highest debut of the box office of this year after one day already.
Wow.
I think 38 million already in.
Since yesterday?
Yeah.
Jeez.
It's insane. And it's not, it's like, she's not even a filmmaker. Like, she's still like beating up.
This isn't even a movie.
Like, the Marvel bros are crying right now. She's going to outsell some Marvel movies easily opening weekend.
Well, as she should.
You know? I mean, that is
how many fucking
pop
Spider-Mans
superhero
do you need? Like,
there's a multiverse of them.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't understand. I know Catwoman. When's she going to have her moment? Oh, wait. No, she's had movies.
She's had moments. Yeah. She's had a canceled movie, actually.
Oh.
No, actually, that was Batgirl.
What did she tweet?
Yeah, exactly. Catwoman's old tweets, the movie. No, there's a Batgirl movie that got shelved before it came out.
Oh.
And then there's Catwoman, and there was the iconically bad Halle Berry version of it that got dragged. She won the Razzies and accepted the award for that.
Oh. Does Storm have her own movie?
No, I think it's always been X-Men movies.
Oh, it's time for her to break free.
It is time for her to break free.
Yeah.
You're right.
Unleash the storm and break free. Anyway. Well, speaking of Luann and tours.
Oh my God, this video.
Briefly, I would just like to mention, now we have to include this on the Instagram carousel because you need to see this visual to really like understand. So Luann has a bit in her cabaret show where she plays all of the Roni girls talking shit about her and talking shit about her cabaret. So it's like, what does she think she's doing? Save us from Luann. And then it's Bethany being like, oh, she thinks it's a cabaret.
Uh-huh.
And Luann is just sitting center stage in a top hat with one solo, like, little light on her, watching, like, and it's just her silhouette.
Just her back watching the girls talk shit about her.
And it's literally Demi's intro where she's staring at all the tweets that say,
rat! Fucking little telltale rat!
Flop. And it's like literally the same energy, and it is so fucking funny.
It's so funny. Oh, this, whoever came up with this concept deserves a raise. if it's not her herself, I'm not sure, but this concept is brilliant.
It has to be that gay that's been doing her social media.
It's very reputation. Taylor
it's not
Swift.
Me. I wish it was me. I wish I could take credit for this.
She's at it again. Luann.
Yeah.
She's over. She's done. Reputation.
Can't sing.
Can't sing.
Oh. Yeah. I don't claim to be Adele. Oh, I want to do this. Oh, it reminds me of when I did, I'll brag about my little credentials here, when I did a tour video for Trisha Paytas.
Yes.
Her tour intro. It was honestly iconic.
It was.
I watched it again the other day because it was on my Dropbox, and I really did that.
You did.
It is camp.
Definitely like circus tour interlude inspired with the like break the ice interlude with the flashes of iconic moments.
Yeah. Oh. It's so good. Maybe I'll post that on the Patreon.
You should.
Or something. We have access to video now.
Oh, let's do it.
Exclusive content. Trisha Paytas' 2016 tour intro. On Patreon.
We have to do that.
Everyone's like, oh my God, I gotta get it right now. Hey, we're unique?
Exactly.
Anyway, well, Luann was serving in that top hat. And you know who else was serving? I think it's time we discuss these looks in a little segment that we like to call
High Fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
She's back.
She's back.
Your hair is really starting to look a lot like mine.
She's inspired. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
She saw you and she was threatened.
And she saw Ava Max and she was threatened.
Let's talk about it. I'm expecting a certain Albanian to start writing up a whole paragraph in her comments. That's like, I just think it's funny how. Yes. Dula Peep. She's coming. Word on the street is it's coming soon. She has not made any public appearances in recent weeks.
Yeah. And she stopped traveling the world. Spreading COVID.
May have.
Kidding. That joke still runs around on memes and Twitter.
When
and
the album's called Super Spreader, then what?
Is it really?
No, I wish.
Oh.
You know, I may or may not have attended, as the Discord girls know, an event in which she was possibly going to attend and was told that she was not making any appearances due to the hair debut that was incoming. So we finally got it.
It's Ava Max. I can't.
I was expecting something more severe or more bright or more intense for it to be skipping out on public appearances. But we got like a reddish tint to the hair.
Yeah.
She's like, miss me?
Not really. I'm kidding.
Yes, everything went. Actually, I did like this. So what happened was, everything went blank on the socials, and then the photo changed to a kaleidoscopic photo of the eye, and then I thought it looked cool anyway. All of her thumbnails on the videos and her profile photos all went kaleidoscopic.
Yeah, that was really well done.
Yeah.
They like skinned all of her channels.
Album art and YouTube. It looks really cool.
That's no easy feat. That must have taken a very long time. So shout out to the social media manager
who had to do that. Yeah, the graphic designer.
Because that's a lot of work.
And then like a few people like I saw were like, oh, it's so annoying when people do that. I'm like, why?
What are you annoyed about?
Yeah. Also, we know it's going to go back to normal. It's not like this is just how her discography is going to look now. Like, just have a little fun for a few days.
Right.
Nobody likes to have fun anymore.
They
I know.
They really don't.
They don't. They're
why don't
miserable.
People like to have fun?
Well, I think everyone's very upset about the world. But anyway.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you know, just let Dula have her fun. Because everything's kaleidoscopic, we're thinking Kaleidoscope is either the album
really?
Or single title. So that's where we're at. And then she did launch a new email sign up on the website, and it flashes like words like freedom, love, fun,
glam,
bionic,
pink,
glam,
wow, foreign arena.
When it's revealed she's just the Foreign Arena spokeswoman and not actually doing an album.
We make the joke, but watch it happen.
Dua for Foreign Arena.
Oh my God, it's going to be Dua for, what's that?
Oh, her leggings company?
No, like what's like a hair dye company?
Oh my gosh.
Not Maybelline. What's like...
A box company, like...
I forget it now. I've only done it once.
You've done box color?
Yeah, box colored.
How'd it go for you?
I actually thought it was chic, but then my hair never came back the same again.
How was your summer at the beach with the box dye? How'd that honestly turn out for you?
Okay, so this is all Lindsay Lohan's impact. Yes. I signed up for Proactive because of Lindsay Lohan.
Yep.
And I also dyed my hair because of Lindsay Lohan.
What did you do?
I went darker, kind of like Dua, like an auburn.
Okay.
It's like a darker brown red.
Okay. Yeah, that's what she did.
It ruined my color forever.
Love that for you.
Yeah. I mean, it's still cute, but like it's not as vibrant as it once was.
All I see is every hair colorist and stylist on TikTok ever say don't do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, that sounds right. Hopefully, well, there was a Dumois blind item that said that she had flown in a hairdresser to do a dramatic new hair reveal. Again, a lot of buildup for what it actually is.
Yeah.
You know, maybe this is just the start of it and it's going to become increasingly more, like she'll chop it up more or something. But for now, it's just like, oh, your hair's looking a little red.
Yeah.
It's kind of, which I think she's done already. Like a bright red, I thought.
Yeah. Maybe, right?
I think so.
Years ago, though.
And she looks good in this upcoming movie that she's in as well with the blonde hair and sort of a bob.
Oh, like Electricity Era. Mm-hmm.
Yes, very good with that too. But, you know, new era impending, DP3, which is also the name of one of my favorite films. we'll see. The only word that they keep throwing around is psychedelic. They've said that now in like the New York Times profile. There's rumors that she's working with Tame Impala's Kevin Parker. So we'll see how that plays out. And then the kaleidoscope of it all is also very, okay, something's trippy, something's psychedelic about this, but I don't know how.
Yeah.
We'll see.
A kaleidoscope of sounds, maybe.
Mm. Yes.
And how they all like blend together to create a beautiful song.
Tapestry of sights and sounds.
I love a brand, though.
No, me too.
So I'm here for it.
And we love a campaign, and we did love the rollout, in spite of everything, of Future Nostalgia. Like, that was an actual campaign, and we praised it at the time for actually being able to do, like, the lead single, the look, the like, the whole campaign, like, had a moment during the pandemic, really, like, leading up to it. And it was, like, she was kind of one of the last, along with Chromatica, of doing a pretty standard rollout that we appreciate. So hopefully we'll get that again. But, you know, there was one person who didn't care for this look.
Uh-oh. Who?
Your doppelganger. Chucky dragged. He came for her on the socials.
Quote retweeted it and said, "Identity theft is not a joke, Dua."
He really is you.
Okay, so I also have to play you guys a clip that someone sent me from the show, the Chucky show. And I was like, this has to be a joke.
You think I'm scared to go to hell? I'm from Jersey.
Why is he literally me?
He is literally you. I cannot wait for the day you finally watch the show because everything will click.
I should be in it.
You should be in it.
I would die.
You gotta watch it first.
That would be iconic.
It would be, actually. Fucking like, podcaster.
It's us in the Berkshires. Honestly. At Dorinda's house. He's like, oh, your hair is really sort of look like a lot like mine.
No, you could be like a podcaster who's reporting on the Chucky string of murders and then he'll get you.
Oh my God, that's a concept.
Right? I want it to happen. Death by Chucky.
It's like us doing a podcast talking about how bad the new movie is.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I get killed.
Like you're good. This like really obnoxious, like, this movie sucked. Two thumbs down. Yeah.
And I'm just like laying face first on the desk and it's just Heidi Montag like playing on repeat because there's no one to like change to the next song.
You've got the whole scene concepted out.
Ugh. Like, oh. Ow. I would fight back, that little shit. Are you kidding me? I would at least put up a fight.
The thing is, just like in Home Alone, he's a little trickster. He comes up with elaborate tricks and traps, or just stabs you, but it's a little shit, yeah.
Got to put something in my Dunkin' coffee.
Yes, exactly.
That's the way to get me.
That's the, exactly. That's play the tricks type of shit he does. Shit.
And also, you can kick him.
You can kick him. He's punted around a lot over the years.
And I've been working out my legs, so my legs look good
Chucky
right now.
Chucky at Equinox coming for you.
Shout out to the screenwriter. If you do write me into the next scene, I want one moment where I could show off my legs. So I'll take the L, but like, let me have one good kick. Well, speaking of gay icons,
Uh-huh.
Someone else who's saying farewell to their apparel line.
Uh-oh.
And you did it at my birthday dinner.
Oh, not this.
This is a travesty for the fashion world.
Yeah, there's a major loss in the fashion industry. We're talking, of course, about James Charles shutting down Sisters Apparel.
Now,
you sent this video to me. I did watch it.
Okay, so I will tell the listeners what I was going to say when I originally texted you. going to say, what size sweatshirt do you want? And I was going to get us a pair. But I was like, there's no way. No way I would wear this in public. No. I would.
You would.
Yeah. I would.
You would. Ever since you comforted him at a concert, you would.
Oh, yeah. I can never live that story down. I posted that on YouTube. So,
yeah.
When I drunkenly went up to James Charles at a Kygo concert and was like, everyone's such a hater. Just be you. I was literally that video of Ramona. It's okay to be gay
and a little feminine.
Oh, no.
You're the reason the painted company exists. You're the reason for all of this.
Yeah, he got my speech and was like.
And he took it the wrong way and he decided he could talk about sucking dick and cock at Tati's birthday dinner because of you.
Oh my God, that was.
You were like, yeah, talk about anything you want at any birthday dinner.
Was that pre-Bicester?
Yes.
Oh my God, it was.
He took your advice a little too literally.
I wonder if he remembers that. Like if that's a memory.
A core memory.
Yeah.
Of the gay who came up to him at Kygo and told him to just be you.
I didn't say just be. Actually, I might have.
Be who you are.
I forget what I said.
Oh, wow.
He was also really tall. That concert was one of the best concerts of my life.
I'm glad.
We were all so happy that day. World Pride. I really said gay rights.
You sure did.
Well, speaking of gay rights,
mm-hmm.
Troye Sivan, we want to give a shout out. We will be discussing more of Troy.
We will be, yes. But we do have to give it up for Troyana.
Oh, is that the name?
No, we're coming up with names, although in a recent interview, Troy was just like, I think her name is Troy. Like, chic. Have more fun with it. But when, and I'll talk about it later, I went to the listening party and Q&A for the album launch. He just kept saying her. There was no name. There's never been a name. We're talking, of course, about the music video for One of Your Girls off of Troy's new album, in which we get the surprise reveal of Troy in drag.
I thought this was AI at first. She looks, and I was like, oh, wait.
Gorgina.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Sugar and Spice are wigless right now. I know they're listening. You know, honestly, like, team up. Like, do a special video with Troy in drag.
Yeah, Sugar, Spice, and Troyana.
And Paprika.
Oh my God.
Sugar, spice, and garlic salt.
That's a Halloween costume right there.
Totally. He actually,
how can you be Paprika but make her Kavant?
Everyone's always wondering how to be Kavanti Paprika.
Yeah.
I'm not certain. He did say during the evening that he had to wear like 10 pairs of tights and that it was a meaty tuck and that it was fairly miserable and that he wouldn't do it again anytime soon, but he could go as a dollar store version of her for Halloween this year. And he also said that he was absolutely insufferable on this day and FaceTiming everyone and feeling his oats, like, just like, I am that bitch.
I mean, why not? I mean,
the hair was delightful. Just, and then just the end of the video giving full Britney Christina.
Yeah, it's like Britney Christina,
Britney
Ryan
Stronger,
Star.
VMAs. Yeah, Ryan Star. Oh my God.
The outfit, right?
She was giving Ryan Star. Yeah. Well, more on Troy in a bit.
Well, speaking of one of our girls, I think it's time for a little TikTok talk. The Queen of Autumn has officially made her voyage to the north.
She has.
Checked.
She checked her little Doppler radar for the just the right amount of foliage.
Mm-hmm.
And she made her trek to go to the, well, Vermont.
Yes, we are talking about LGBT icon
Caitlin Covington.
Mm-hmm. Christian Girl Autumn.
Christian Girl Autumn meme fame, who has leaned in more so than ever this year with the meme and posted a video this week. Arrived in Vermont, this time with my two sidekicks in tow.
This was really cute.
This was so cute.
So if you haven't seen in the past, she did this video where she goes from the airport and you see her go through the sliding doors and then she's in a fall scene.
Mm-hmm.
So she recreated that, but with her kids, and she does a double take. Shout out to her. Doesn't her husband like
film
do
it?
The filming? Yes. Yeah.
The husband is also hot. So shout
let's
out.
Talk about the husband.
Shout out to that.
You want me to go there with her husband?
to Vermont with her husband? Yeah. But we
the
love.
Rumors and the nastiness.
Tell you what her husband does. He's in the bar. I love this video also because of the implication that she is so excited for fall that she leaves her kids behind to go to Vermont and then is like, oh shit, and goes back to the airport, picks them up, and then she's in her signature fall attire, and we are blessed to have witnessed this, and we know that it's officially fall.
What a cute family tradition.
So cute. What
must
a wholesome.
Be so nice having, like, you know, cute
love.
Love. Like, look back and be like, oh,
must be nice to be loved and have a secure relationship with a man. Anyway, see you at Ninth Avenue Saloon,
or be loved by your parents.
Oh,
he gets a kid.
Oh, she got dark. This is not BetterHelp only.
Oh my god, use code Legends Only.
I'd still active.
BetterHelp.
BetterHelp.com.
Not sponsored.
It is
like,
sponsored, I guess, because it's a referral code. That's different. Mm-hmm. It's like a la carte.
Yeah, it's like when James Charles says use code James for 30% off.
Yes.
It's like that.
Except for BetterHelp. Anyway.
Yeah, for therapy.
Yeah.
Not makeup palettes.
Right.
Although some would argue both are therapeutic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Intensely so. And so is autumn. So. Yes. So shout out to fall. It's here.
It is.
The leaves are falling.
I know.
The rain is falling down and waking our dreams.
We're about 3 weeks out to peak foliage here in the city.
We sure are. Mm-hmm.
So, if there's no storm that ruins it like it did last year, the week before.
I know.
And also the lantern flies killed a tree in Central Park, ruining the mall skyscape.
You know, they're on my shit list. They already have been.
I was kind of vouching for them a little bit. Now I'm like, when I saw that they had to cut down like an entire tree in the park because of them, you stepped on the wrong one, so I'm going to step back now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, take that.
When you film your scene for Chucky and you show off your leg stepping on a lantern fly before Chucky steps on you, that's really going to show him.
Yeah.
Yeah, bitch.
Anyway.
Anyway.
This is not...
Lantern flies only.
Yeah. We don't save the world here. Well, we try.
We try.
It is the Halloween season, though, and we have some more pairings to discuss that were quite shocking. Michael Myers was eating it up. This week,
she is Kvanti,
a pussycat doll.
Yes,
Carmeet,
doing React with Michael Myers and other assorted horror movie villains. She was in Ghostface, and she did a big reveal at the end that it was her.
And she was in the center spot.
She sure was, as she deserves.
Uh huh. Performing a song that she allegedly does not sing, according to
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes. She was almost as scary as the actual lead singer of this group. But
who, by the way, I have heard from multiple people that Nicole slays in Sunset Boulevard.
I thought that sentence was going to end there, which I was like,
yeah, she does.
Agree.
Well, yeah, we tease, but
she does.
The video like of her at the end where she's covered in blood. That was her after the court case with Robin Anton.
Exactly. Exactly.
But no, I have heard from multiple people that they were surprised and stunned and like very entertained
by Nicole. I do want to see it. Obviously, I want to see it. I've heard good things. It was good and weird, I hear, which I like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it definitely doesn't sound boring. So
do we think they're bringing it here?
I guess if it makes enough hoopla, it could. But I don't know if there are plans. I guess you got to see the numbers. You got to see if it's a highly attended thing, too.
Oh, I think it is.
Hopefully. That's how they, make their decisions. If it's, in demand, they'll bring it over.
So we need to, send everyone over for burlesque, then.
Everyone over in far-off places like the UK. Go to see. But Robin Anton probably won't be going with you.
Nope, because she's busy dancing with another pussycat doll.
She is.
And it's not Nicole.
No. Not even Carmeet, actually, but rather Kimberly Wyatt. Kimberly High Kick Wyatt. And I have to say, Robin looks fantastic. Do you know how old she is?
No.
62. And I'm going to double check that right now because I don't know if I just made that up, but I'm pretty sure that is true. Yep, it's she is 62.
She is eating them the fuck up.
She is eating them the
fuck
up.
Her and Kim Hale eating these girls the fuck up.
I mean, that's incredible. Yeah.
I can't even walk like 3 miles.
No.
So
not even 1 mile. Please. Robin Anton dancing, twirling circles around you, doing high kicks and splits.
Yeah. And then that thing on the floor when she like did the bend up.
Oh my God. Yeah, we'll put that in the carousel as well. But yeah. This is a one fierce diva. She's clearly got a lot of energy from fighting off featured players of the girl group in court.
Oh, I just want peace. I want them to get back together.
Maybe they will.
Like, why would you do Masked Singer instead of, like, Be a Pussycat Doll?
I wonder if the check is better.
Probably.
Yeah. Like, definitely. Like, you got to split that check amongst all the pussycats.
And I would still be gagged if they pulled a stunt with, like, having one of, like Melody.
Melody showing up.
I'm still holding out for it.
I need it to happen.
Yeah. If you want a social media moment, whoever network that is that does that, make it happen.
Nicole just stands up and leaves abruptly.
Yeah. The second that she sees one of the lipsticks do a high kick, she's like,
well, I see you've been going around here saying you were the only one singing our song. So I thought I'd just do this little show. Good to see you too, Kimberly.
Just Melody performing Elevator.
Oh my God, Elevator. My favorite.
Bop. Well, before we get into the new music of the week, we would just like to take a moment to give a shout out to all of our supporters over on patreon.com/legendsonly. Just eat.
Don't add just eat to the end of that, actually, because it's not going to lead you to anywhere, actually.
No. If you love the pod and you would like to support us, we do have a Patreon that you can subscribe to get bonus content every single week, as well as some, you know, one-off things every now and then, road trips where we play you music and we have a little radio show. We would like to give a shout out to all of our supporters on there. You guys keep the podcast going. And so we just want to say thank you. And if you're an icon, we have our next live chat incoming on pre-1989 release night.
Wow.
October 26th is our next icon live chat for all of the supporters in the icon tier. And that is a chat live.
Live.
And I think might be the night my Christmas song comes out. So that would be fun if it was like all in sync, but still working that out.
Oh my God.
I'm coming for you, Taylor.
She's about to be fucking coming dethroned. Down your chimney.
Someone's got to do it. Anyway. And we also chat on Discord. So if you're a Patreon sub, you can sign up for Discord. It's basically like Slack, but like slays. And doesn't have that annoying...
Slack if it's slayed.
Yeah, that annoying like knock Slack. Brush. You know, that like the PTSD that I get from that sound.
Mm-hmm.
From, yeah. Anyway, new music.
Yeah, we've got some new music out. Not much this week.
No, but it's all right.
That's fine.
That's all right.
Time to breathe.
Yeah. I would like to give a shout out to an artist, Jazzy, for a track called NRG, which means like energy.
Energy.
Get it?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a housey, a little bit of techno in it. It's a simple song, but it's a bop. It's very catchy. Also,
good morning, Rita Ora. We're talking about you.
Rita has a new track with Robin Schultz.
Yes, she'll be here.
Called I'll Be There. And I love this track.
Oh, yeah.
It's really good.
Well, would you expect anything less?
Yeah.
Well,
because anyway, I'm teasing. But
what I love about Rita is that if you go 8 hours, there's a new dance track featuring Rita Ora.
Yes. There's always something new coming
out. A plentiful, productive queen of all media.
But what I like about this one is, if you know the Britney song, I'll Be There, off of debut.
Oh, I Will Be There.
Yes. I Will Be There.
Yes.
It has like a similar message.
And the message is that you will be there
for you when like you're going through these hard
things. When you need someone.
Yeah.
You just turn around.
And there's Rita Ora.
Rita will be there.
There.
That's why it's also kind of a Halloween song.
Yeah. I will be there.
It could definitely be themed as a Halloween song. Like, when you turn around.
Oh, boo.
Boo, bitch.
It's Chucky and Rita Ora. Yeah. No, but I, like, on it, yeah, these lyrics were so cute. I was like, oh my God.
Thank you, great, gracious queen,
Rita. Yeah.
Well, I just have a quick shout out also to the people who do follow my UK pop minute pop stuff. Lisa Scott Lee has just released the Unleashed Deluxe Edition of her iconic, briefly only available in South Africa and then other regions, debut solo album, Never or Now, out now, featuring Lately, Too Far Gone, Boy on the Dance Floor, Sleazy, and more. And that is available for your listening pleasure. I have the deluxe, not sponsored, Plastic Pop Records limited vinyl set coming that's gonna like blow my mind. I can't wait. And yeah, I saw her at Mighty Hoopla. It was incredible, and I'm really excited for this to finally be out. This is an album I unironically stan, and I absolutely love it. If you love 2000s dance pop a la Kylie and Danny, Girls Aloud, I don't know, Rachel Stevens, you're gonna love this album. Give it a listen if you've never heard it before.
Okay, I'm looking that one up.
Was it really not on any streaming for years?
It wasn't on any streaming for a while, but then like when the actual physical album came out, it was a whole debacle where like it was only released in one territory and then another, and then it was finally like widely released, but it was a whole messy rollout in general.
Gotcha.
There's a whole, you can check out mewmews.com for the whole story about her solo career in general. Is very fascinating. She's a member of Steps, and she pledged on air live on TV to quit music if her song didn't go top 10. And spoiler alert, it did not go top 10 on live TV. And it is one of the most incredible, shocking, cringe, like reality TV moments. She had a show called Totally Scott Lee that documented all of this. And it was really something. It's the comeback, if you've ever seen that show with Lisa Kudrow, in real life. I call her the Valerie Cherish of pop. So, which is a compliment in my book.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, you're never going to get something like that again. It was peak early 2000s reality TV where, like, people put things on all on the line.
Or like Brooke Knows Best.
Brooke Knows Best, or The Swan, where it's, or the competition where the purposely bad singers, like the American Idol for what was Vitamin C, was one of the judges that like fake out American Idol. Shocking things on reality TV that are so embarrassing. And now we don't really go that embarrassing on reality TV. It's like flops who are on dating shows.
Yeah.
But like,
you rarely get those authentic.
You don't get like a career ending, like something that like really pokes fun at your like career, I feel like.
Yeah.
You just get like Love is Blind, which is also flop.
You get Meredith Marks.
That's true. Iconic. You do get a lot of federal.
And Mary Cosby.
I take that back a little bit because Real Housewives definitely has
Jen Shah.
Ended some careers.
Oh, yeah.
So,
well.
Or enhances them, to be honest.
If Salt Lake is still on in 6 years.
She's ready for the reunion.
Yeah, she'll be back for season 10.
When they make her like an ice princess throne for it, they will.
Well, she'll have to confront the new girl, Monica, because Monica
allegedly
was an FBI informant, right, allegedly against her. The rumors and the nastiness.
I want that to be the bottom text, like FBI informant, mother of two.
I think they did do that.
Okay, so they still have some good stuff going on.
Yes,
TV.
The season of Salt Lake City, not sponsored. It's back. Jesus. Angie K.
Wow.
Yeah, the new Danielle, as I say.
Well,
Anyway,
check that out. Check out Totally Scott Lee. I believe it's on YouTube.
Well, we have a new album to discuss that is finally here.
It is.
Troye Sivan, Something to Give Each Other.
The Madonna of Twinks, as they're saying on Stan Twitter.
I think that's accurate.
I love that, actually. Something to Give Each Other, new album out now. We had Rush lead up to it and Got Me Started.
Got Me Started is so fucking good.
Very addictive.
It has been on repeat.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Also, Slater's I Love Hollywood has been
on heavy rotation. It continues.
It's still so good.
Well, Mr. Troye's been doing the rounds with these interviews about the making of the album. And one thing he made abundantly clear is that he was listening to a lot of Janet. And I think that really comes across in this album.
Yeah.
He lyrically referenced her. There are certain samples and sounds that are clearly like Janet slash All For You slash Demita Joe vibes. He's definitely a gay boy standing a queen of pop in this album.
Yeah.
And that little guitar strum at the beginning of Honey, I believe it's the song, is what? Someone to Call My Lover.
Baby. Oh, I was going to mention Honey and I was like, Brad will know.
Yes.
It's okay. Like
identical to Janet. I think the opening is pretty much identical to it.
Oh my God. Yes. Yeah.
So that was.
My God.
That was. That's Janet. And then.
We stan Brad's depth of knowledge
and
here.
And then Honey from Troy is.
Yeah.
He's doing it on purpose. Yeah. For sure.
That sounds very interpolated.
Yeah. Yes. So Someone to Call My Lover vibes. But the whole album, he also says there's like a direct title reference. That's the Way Love Goes, he says in track two, which also kind of vaguely remind me of Janet as well. But he said something during the listening party too. He was like, you're all a bunch of gays here, right? And everyone's like, yeah.
No.
We all said no, actually. And he's like, didn't you also have the dreams of dancing on a rooftop with 30 dancers in a fierce outfit? And wouldn't you do the same thing if you had a pop career? And I was like, yeah. So I appreciate that. He's definitely making music for gays who love queens of pop.
Yeah.
Which is to say, I really enjoy this album.
It sounds so good. Like, it sounds inspired, cohesive. The production's very rich. Also, shout out to Leland.
Yes, shout out to Leland, who wrote and produced
most of it,
bulk of it. Yeah, and also Oscar Gores in Sweden, who did a bunch of it too. And I've got a bunch of highlights, actually, but...
One of your girls
is so really that...
So good.
She is that girl, giving you that kind of Daft Punk sort
of the vocoding of
vocoding.
Like the...
And I like what he's had to say about it and talked about it. We're very picky about our queer artists for sure, and we hold them to a higher standard for sure, because this is a controversial subject, but to be about a song where a straight guy is curious is, I think, a pretty, not universal, but common situation that gays experience
in their lives. Experienced it after Fred again.
After Fred again?
Yeah.
Last week?
There were certain men at this bar. I was like, what's happening here?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not. But yeah, I saw some criticism of that, you know, perpetuating ideas that like gays are predatory. But at the same time, I feel like this is an experience that many of us go through where a guy expresses some lingering interest. They have a girlfriend or something.
Know what it made me think of? I have to shout out a friend of the pod.
Oh, I didn't know where we were going.
Dexter.
Oh.
Dexter Driscoll.
Yes.
Had a song that just came out called Everybody Here Knows. And it's the same
concept
of like, everyone knows your secret. Like,
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, everyone knows you want to F me.
Uh-huh.
Like, I know your secret. It's it's a thing. So it's cool to hear people singing about it in a cool way.
Absolutely. So, yeah, and we had the music video, which is kind of giving a little bit of George Michael, but also basically he's seducing Ross Lynch, the very hot Ross Lynch, who is shirtless, and giving him a lap dance in drag and doing his best pop girl fantasy. It's a fun time. I'm having fun.
Yeah.
This was a gag in person, and it's the one thing I wish... Oh, yeah, Troy yelled at me because I... through the whole thing, they were like, take videos, take photos, blah, blah, blah. There's just like... Just don't do it when they're playing the music videos. Well, right before he was introducing the video, I was trying to get a good shot of him and Leland introducing the video. And he points at me, he goes, put that phone down. Put it down.
And I have irony.
I have a video of me like, like putting it down. Because I was just trying to get I wasn't going to spoil what the video was going to be. But anyway, he dragged me. But nobody could film what the vibe was like when the film video premiered. And I wish they did, because when you first saw him in drag, the whole room went up. Everyone like freaked out and was cheering and screaming the whole time they saw him. And I wish people saw that video of it, because people were really gagged. But, you know, some of us get fucking yelled at. So I'm not picking my phone up ever again in front of Troy. Yeah. Bastard. Anyway.
I also really love Honey, the song on this album.
I think I saw somebody tweet, like, objectively, any song named Honey is automatically good. And I actually believe that. Mariah, Robin, Troy, trying to think.
Beyonce.
Yeah. Other highlights include Silly. I thought Silly is very playing Janet, like doing the that very light vocal breathy stuff. I think he's like fully living his Janet fantasy there. And what's the time where you are? That's track two. Really enjoyed that. He said in the party that he was texting with this guy and the guy asked, what's the time in text? And at first he was like, that's really stupid to ask because you could just Google it, you idiot. And then he was like, actually, clearly this boy is just trying to make conversation and keep it going with me. That's actually cute that he's asking me, what's the time where you are? And I thought that was a really sweet sentiment.
That
actually.
Is cute.
Yeah. Because it is. It's just somebody keeping the ball rolling in your text.
Because it's like, are you still up? I want to talk.
Yeah. Yeah. So I liked that. Yeah. I'm into it. This is very much, this is breakups, hookups, gay clubs, sex, and late night regrets.
Yeah, it's all infused in this album mm-hmm. in a very cohesive way.
Yeah, he said one of the things he would have said to his earlier self is like, go hook up and have fun more, because he was very long-term relationship oriented.
Oh.
And now his whole thing is like getting out there and having fun. And I do feel like a lot of our queer artists, our young ones, are sort of going through that arc. I felt like Sam Smith, when they came out, I remember that round of interviews where they were like, I don't use Grindr and Tinder and stuff. Like, I'm a little more old-fashioned. I know that Sam has since become a lot more free and expressive yeah. with their sexuality. So I do think it is. And it's
there's a lot of shame attached with like.
And I was the same way. I was like, yeah. I don't go to Pride. Like when I was young, 20, just had come out. I'm like, I'm not like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not going to be like that.
Yeah.
Cut to,
all same.
Cut to the bathroom with the Ritz.
Crying.
No. So it's cool to see him bloom, if you will.
Mm.
And yeah, just experience life more, and it does feel increasingly more queer.
Yeah, I was saying that when we were out after Fred again, I was like, oh, I wish that I was more of a whore in my 20s
or now.
I mean, my wisdom tooth did heal up, so
well. A healed hole. Anyway,
I did restart my Raya.
Oh,
I reactivated it.
Activated.
Yeah.
Prepare to swipe through countless stylists and PR people.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm open to anything.
I'm open to anything.
Literally and figuratively. Actually, I don't know.
I don't know about that.
I'm going to be a top.
You're like once a presidency hookup.
Oh my God. Why is that so true?
I mean, I feel like you talk.
I can literally
You
name...
do talk a good game, but I do feel like you're like a once a presidential term hookup.
Wait a minute. Why is that so true? That's so embarrassing. Who was my...
And I'm a once a presidential tweet.
literally. You're once a felony count from another guy.
Oh, yeah.
91 times. Oh,
Lord.
Oh, my God. Wait, this is so... I don't think I've had a Biden presidency hookup yet. No, I have.
Okay.
But that's...
I'm telling you. Yeah. I'm like, well...
Yeah.
There you go. In any case.
We're going to get him another 4 years. I'll have another hookup. Yeah. Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well,
what else is happening?
I'd also like to give a shout out before we wrap things up, I guess. There's a certain queen of pop out there about to kick off the legendary greatest hits tour, the celebration tour. Long awaited, much delayed. Thank God we're here and thank God she's good.
Yes.
Well, her daughter... Miss Lola Leone, Lourdes Ciccone, if you're nasty. But now Lola Hole, which is her artist name,
ooh,
is out here with a new song called Spelling, which is a piece of art that is dedicated to her mother's Frozen, which is crazy.
It's so cool.
To have been alive when Frozen came out and her as a newborn Bobby to the actual Bobby doing the tribute to her mother. First of all, we're fucking old. But also, that's a mind fuck. Like,
yeah,
literally, that album was like a tribute to her, full circle. She's doing a tribute back to her mother. And this accompanying video is unmistakably a Frozen reference. She's got the long, flowing black outfit. She's got the Doberman. She's got birds, the transformation to the birds, all just like the iconic Frozen video. Her music is still very like unpolished, sort of floaty, experimental vibes. And I'm hoping eventually she like floors it towards more mainstream pop territory. But
the thing is, she could whenever she wanted.
That's the thing.
Which is why I love this. It's like, it almost feels like she's an artist presenting their next gallery. It's like,
yes.
It feels very loose and in like a good way, like a no boundaries of like what a song should be. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
Artistic visual piece.
Agreed. And I do think she has talked about how she Nepo babies are fucking annoying to her and she wants to be better than that.
She has no choice.
She is the ultimate Nepo baby. She's literally the daughter of the Queen of Pop. So I find it somewhat admirable that somebody who could literally ring up Max Martin in a second and be like, hi, I'm Madonna's daughter, let's do this, instead is finding her footing musically and having some cool friends like Shy Girl and trying to develop the sound more sort of quote unquote underground. And this is not unlike her mother, who came to New York and was in bands like Breakfast Club and Emmy and the Emmys and like found her like rock vibes before she eventually became what she is. So look, if she wants to lean into music, let her like dig around and figure it out. So I'm not mad about it.
She's finding her sound.
Finding her sound, finding herself. And aren't we all?
Yeah.
So shout out to Spelling. And, you know, the story's not over because Madonna herself, as of this weekend, literally minutes away, is about to finally stage the Celebration Tour. And to say excited is an understatement, especially with the little blips of info they've been putting out the days before about the stage.
Oh, I did read that.
Oh, most video screams she's ever used. It's broken into four sections to represent like uptown, downtown, midtown, west, and east.
Uptown, downtown.
I'm
clap,
like,
clap is the sound.
I'm like, sorry. Midtown East representation.
Oh, Gramercy.
She's using side, a floating platform that floats 30 feet in the air and goes a foot and a half, a yard and a half a second. Or, I don't know. It goes real fast. It's meant to be like a time travel machine that takes her through her eras through the years. It's a lot. It sounds epic already. I cannot wait. So yeah, we'll have more to discuss very soon.
Well, as you're listening to this, it will have already happened, but...
Yeah, and of course I do have crushing, inconsolable depression about my choice not to go because I was supposed to go to opening night. That got flopped. Thank God she's okay. But in that moment, I sort of panic booked a happy trip because at that time they were like, we don't know when it's coming back. And I was like, well, what if it's next year? Like I took this time off. So I did a little vacation in Miami.
Deserved.
But then when it turned out that opening night would be London, I should have just paid the thousands of dollars it would take, but it's fine. I will watch the Brazilian live stream like everybody
else. And she's coming here so soon.
And it is important to see it in New York because this is a show about New York.
Yeah.
So.
And at MSG.
MSG and Brooklyn. I'll see both. She's doing like four nights at Barclays. I think one or two nights at MSG. I'll try and at least see both of those.
Yeah.
If not all of them. I'll try different vantage points. I'll spend that money on good seats here.
Yes, exactly.
Because it's the flight, it's the hotel, it's all of that. So I'm fine. I'm not fine.
It's unwell.
I am unwell. I'm sad about it, but it's good. She's going to warm up. She's going to come here.
Yeah. I mean, how much of Renaissance did we watch before we actually saw it?
That's true.
So,
and it still fucking killed me when I actually saw it.
Yeah, I was still gagged.
So
there's nothing like actually being there. So.
And I will say I'm actually in a panic about seating because of the way that she's got these four stages and everything. Because I'm like, well, what's the best? Which is the best pit? Which one is she going to
Circus Tour tease?
Give her hat to?
Yeah.
Like GA pit one.
Where does she do the high kick?
Where does she do the high kick?
You're going to be mapping it out.
Where does she spray the MDNA Truth or Dare fragrance?
There you go. Here's the silver lining for you.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be able to watch a few weeks of the show.
Exactly.
And then you'll be able to plot where exactly in the theater you want to be what moment you feel will be the best.
That's exactly how I feel. So I'm ready. The world is ready. Let's celebrate.
Wow.
On that note.
Also, we do have a Discord channel.
We do.
The Patreon subs dedicated to this tour.
And I've also been like super torn and on the fence about what we should and shouldn't be saying because I don't like to spoil things, but also it's going to be everywhere in your feed. And I'm debating. So right now, everyone's been putting things behind spoiler tags in the Discord, which I appreciate. I know some people are seeing it in like a few days, so they don't want to spoil it. Because like, I get it. If you're going to see it the fourth show in, I would just save it too.
Yeah.
But we're going to see how people play out once it debuts. I mean, if everyone's talking about moments, that's just going to happen. But,
yeah.
You know.
Can always mute the channel.
Yeah.
For a week.
I'm not, I don't think, watch me post every fucking spoiler. I don't think I'm going to like scream about it on my story tonight.
Or yeah.
Like, I don't know though. But I will be possibly doing a reaction to it. We'll see. I don't know. Let me see how it plays
out. Yeah. Gotta let it happen. If you feel it, let it happen.
Let it happen.
I'm excited to see the visuals that they do because whoever did the tour visuals of like the warped
fine art,
it's so cool.
I know his name offhand, but yeah, he's great.
I love it. It's like so cool. All right, everyone. Well. It's time for the after show.
It is.
Where we have a couple more things to discuss. We have to discuss some crazy AI shit. Britney Spears hopped over to
NYC.
New York. I saw Fred again. You saw Troy. We have a lot more to talk about. So the conversation's going to continue in the after show. But if we don't see you there over on Patreon, we will see you next week.
And until next time.
Oh, yeah. And until then.
We will.
See you.
Soon.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.